into predictability. The milkman, the paper boy, the evening TV.
Tommy, shake. Good boy.
Max, what are you up to?
Training Tommy to do tricks.
Why does his breath smell like pepperoni?
Because he wouldn't eat the sausages.
I got that. I got it.
Okay, look, I just started dating this guy. Everybody, just please act normal.
But it's Hunter Pence! He's my favorite San Francisco Giant. The man's won 2 World Series.
Just don't embarrass me, okay?
All right, okay. Good.
Hey.
Apologize. This is my family not embarrassing me.
I don't know what all the fuss is about. I'm just a regular guy. I put on my uniform 2 legs at a time.
Don't you mean 1 leg at a time?
No. I stand on my bed and jump right into them.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Underpants.
It's Hunter Pence.
Really? That's disappointing.
You and Stephanie make the cutest couple. And Stephanie is the nicest person I've ever met.
How was that?
Except for the part where you asked me how it was. It was great.
It's so awesome. Your lifetime batting average is .284. Right, Steph?
Right.
Well, I'm delighted to meet all of you guys. And you kids, you're so lucky to have Stephanie as your aunt. Did I get that right, Steph?
Okay, look, I wanted this to go well.
Oh, hey, Hunter, I read online that you eat pizza with a fork.
Don't trust anything you read online. Except for that. I got my special pizza fork right here at all times. Check that out.
Yeah. Aww, isn't he just the cutest?
I just get lost in those big old crazy eyes.
Well, I only have crazy eyes for you.
Nice of you to invite us all to the game today.
Oh, here are your tickets. You guys don't want to miss Stephanie singing during the 7th inning stretch. Oh,
no. And thanks for hooking this up, but it's a little terrifying.
You said you wanted to start a singing career.
Yeah, I was thinking more an open mic night at a deserted coffee house.
Hey, you're singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game to people at a ball game. It's the happiest moment in baseball. Except for when you take your cup off after a doubleheader.
Don't I know it.
Mr. Hunter Pence, sir? I have show and tell on Monday. Could you please send me a foul ball?
I'm in a little bit of a slump right now, so I can't promise you anything, but I will give it my best shot. How about that?
Yeah. You know, I'm starting to think your slump is my fault. And you haven't gotten a hit since we started dating.
Oh, my gosh. You're the mystery blonde. You're the Jinx. Oh, it's all over the internet.
Wait, what?
You're the Jinx. You're the Jinx.
Hey, guys. It's not Stephanie's fault. I'm the one who's swinging the bat.
Oh, well, speaking of swinging the bat, you're a tad late on the fastball.
And dropping your right elbow.
You're swinging at garbage.
I'll be sure to let our batting coach know.
You have a batting coach? Better fire that guy.
See you later.
All right, see you later. Hunter Pence!
fan, finally, a real fan.
Oh, my God. Oh, hey, man, I played some Little League. From one all-star to another, you should probably choke up on that bat.
I think I'll leave the tickets at Will Call next time.
I just came by to pick up my ticket.
Yeah. Here you go, Matt. We will see you at the seats.
Sweet. Okay, great. I will see all of you guys there.
Bye.
Bye, Matt. Oh, I forgot there's one more thing I need to talk to you about.
Wow. Well, I remembered that thing that I need to talk to you about.
Clinic business stuff.
Mom, you like him.
Would it bother you boys if I did?
No, Matt's cool.
I like him.
I'm not your kid, but I like him too.
Tommy, what do you think?
He's no three-time all-star, but he's okay.
Wow, I'm so glad that the kids are cool with Matt, because he is kind of great.
Have you mentioned this to Steve? He might not think Matt's so great.
Oh, I know. I've been avoiding this for too long. I'm gonna go tell Steve that I'm interested in someone else. I mean, we haven't dated in 20 years. It'll be fine. Can you guys tell him for me?
I'll tell him. Sorry, Steve. Mom likes another dude.
So, since Lola's coming to the game with us, can you please make me look good by laughing when I say something funny?
Sure, if that ever happens.
Come on, this is important to me.
Fine, I'll be your wing girl. Just try to be cool.
J-Money don't try. J-Money is.
What? You told me to laugh if you said something funny. J-Money.
Aw, this was so fun. This is Cosmo's first walk with his doggy mom.
You know, we should walk our dogs together every morning and every night. Hey, let's just move in together. You know, for the dogs.
Do you have a minute to chat?
Yeah, I gotta meet some friends later, but sure.
Sit. Good dogs. Good Steve. You know, I know we've been spending a lot of time together lately. And it's been great, but...
Isn't it crazy how fate has brought us back together like this? I mean, you always hear about couples who are each other's first loves, and then later in life, they find their way back to each other.
Aw, you're such a romantic. It's one of the things I love about you.
What are some other things? I could be late.
Well, I love that you always make me laugh. And I love that we're still friends.
I gotta be honest... Since we've been hanging out again like this, all these old feelings are coming back. What about you?
Well, of course I still care about you.
I feel exactly the same way. Hey, Deej, I wonder if we still have the old chemistry.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, let's find out. You know, that was our first kiss since high school.
Like we're back underneath the bleachers again. Oh, you were pretty fun.
Oh, I'm a lot more fun now. I mean, look, that kiss, that was really nice, but we could do a whole lot better.
Steve, I can't.
Sure you can. Watch.
Whoa! She is really letting him down easy.
Yeah, he seems to be taking the bad news pretty well.
Whoa.
Wow.
See, I told you we could do better. Well, I should get going.
Yeah, I guess you should.
Okay, but, we will kiss about this later. Have you seen my dog?
no coffee in that pot.
Huh. Cutting back on my caffeine.
You guys saw our little kiss goodbye, huh?
Well, we saw the G-rated peck and then the R-rated full frontal Frenching.
Well, I was gonna tell him about Matt, and then he kissed me. And I liked it. I just kissed Matt 2 hours ago. Oh my gosh, am I a floozy?
Anyone who uses the word floozy cannot be a floozy. Isn't Matt moving back to Miami in like 2 weeks?
You're right. I mean, long distance relationships never work. I should tell Matt we should just be friends.
Well, if it goes as well as it did with Steve, he's a lucky man.
When the Giants come to town, it's bye-bye, baby. Every time the chips are down, it's bye-bye, baby. Christmas Eve.
Oh, hey! No. Hey, Steph, your boy Hunter really came through with some great seats today.
Yeah, he's such a doll.
Pardon me. Help me, Steph. Oh, boy. Here we go. Yes. Ooh. Woo. Hi. Yeah. Oh, security frowns on personal advertising. But, Gibbler-style party planning doesn't play by the rules. The Jumbotron's gonna love my fat head.
Kimmy, I'm just curious. How many ideas did you go through before deciding that this was the best one?
Hey, Mom, can I get something to eat?
Hey, no, you know what? I got this ticket for free. This is my treat. Put it on my card.
Aw, thanks, Matt. Anybody want to get a bite with me?
Oh, get me a hot dog. Mustard on the left, ketchup on the right, relish on the middle, because the mustard and the ketchup can't touch. And my drink should be half root beer and half diet soda, splash of lemonade. I call it a Lola Cola.
Maybe you should just go with him.
Works for me.
Now batting for the Giants, right fielder, number 8, Hunter Pence.
Go, Pencey, go!
Oh, he cleaned out his ear. It's our secret signal.
Oh, how romantic. Finger full of wax.
I saw that ear thing. You're that Mystery Blonde, ain't you? You're the Jinx. Boo!
Boo and Stephanie!
Why are you booing me?
I'm a Giants fan. Hello.
Oh. He struck out again. You'll get him next time, baby.
Dump her higher. She's killing you, buddy.
So, you want a hat or something?
Oh, my gosh. It's an autographed 2-time Cy Young Award-winning Tim Lincecum in-game jersey. He's my favorite pitcher of the modern era.
We'll take it.
Really? Awesome!
You didn't have to do that.
But I'm kind of glad I did.
That'll be $247.
Whoa. No wonder my parents never bought me one. Are you sure about this?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. No problem. Just put it on my card.
Sure thing. Dr. Harmon.
Dr. Matt Harmon. Hey, there's something I really want to show you. It's my favorite place in the stadium. Is that okay?
Sure.
That's how you do it.
Hey, Ramona, Jackson just texted me. He and Lola are going to watch the game from the top deck.
Does he want me to come up?
It didn't say that.
Well, I guess this is the thanks I get for helping Jackson. They ditched me.
Hey, you think you've got problems? Monday's show and tell, and I've got Bob Kiss. Somebody hit me a foul ball! Hey, man! Not over there! I play first base!
Hey, Deej, I have been meaning to talk to you about something. About me moving back to Miami.
Oh, I've been wanting to talk to you about that, too. Long-distance relationships are really hard.
Yes, well, the truth is that, you know, my family's here, right? And I love this city, and I love working at the clinic because there's this really cute doctor that works there. And so I have decided to move to San Francisco permanently.
This San Francisco?
Oh, I thought you'd be a little more excited than that.
No, I am. It's wonderful. I just thought you were gonna leave. But now you're gonna save. Stay.
Now batting for the Giants, number 8, Hunter Pence.
Hit me a foul ball, but not too hard.
Max, honey, the odds of Hunter hitting a foul ball directly to you are like 1,000,000,000 to 1.
He just hit one our way.
Ooh.
Oh, oh, it's here it comes.
It's coming right at us.
Yes, oh. Come to daddy. Better get used to it now, kid, because life's a series of broken dreams and bitter disappointments. Except today, because I got myself a foul ball. Hootie hoot
hey,
to you.
Hey, buddy, he's just a kid, man. Don't be a jerk, okay?
Yeah, whatever, pal. Oh, I just sat on my nachos.
Yeah, that's what you get for being a meanie.
Snap.
Oh! He struck out again.
Thanks to you, Jinxie.
To go entertain the crowd, okay? So you enjoy sitting on your cheese.
Come on, Ramona, grab a fathead. Let's give these people what they came here for.
I think they came here to see a game.
They came here for a good time, and that's exactly what we're gonna give them.
I have nothing else to do. I've officially been friend snatched. Wow, you were right. This view is amazing.
Yeah, my dad used to bring me up here.
You can see the city, you can see the bay.
I can see my mom's car getting a parking ticket. I told her it wasn't a space.
It's windy.
You cold?
A little. I'll keep you warm. Can we take a selfie?
No.
I didn't think so.
This is the perfect spot for maximum Gibbler exposure. All right, are you ready? Here we go. 5, 6, 7, 8. Party planning, Gibbler style. Always goes the extra mile.
She really your best friend?
Party planning, Gibbler style.
Always leaves you with a smile. Here comes security.
Dakota Fanning, Tatum Channing, they all love my party planning. Hey, careful with those fat heads. Google Gibbler for all your party planning needs.
The Giants remind fans to please stay off the dugout.
Oh, Kimmy's getting hauled out of here. Do you want to go help her?
Oh, no. This happens to Kimmy all the time. Oh, get your camera out. Stephanie's about to sing.
And now, fans, it's time for the seventh inning stretch. So get on your feet and show your San Francisco spirit by joining Stephanie Tanner in the singing of Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Take it away, Stephanie.
She's a jinx!
We love you, Stephanie!
This goes out to Hunter Pence. You may never get a hit again, but you're a hit in my heart.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and crab.
What is wrong with you people? What do you want from me? Wait, you want me to break up with Hunter Pence?
You know what? San Francisco is my city. So if that's what you people want, then for the love of the Giants, I will break up with Hunter Pence right now.
I'm sorry, Hunter. It's over.
Stephanie's broken up with a lot of guys, but this is the first time it'll be on SportsCenter.
Was it? Look in those crazy eyes one more time.
Hunter! Maybe I'll get a hit now.
The Giants extend their apologies. Now, let's enjoy the Kiss Cam.
Hey, there's my girl.
good mom, you guys. Guys, leave her alone. She's being polite. Good job, honey.
Kiss him, Mom!
Don't do it, DJ. What? DJ! Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Excuse me. DJ, a word. Out of my way, Lucille. This doesn't concern you, Lou. Blue! This isn't your business, Lucille!
Isn't that your podiatrist wrestling a seal?
Oh, my Lanta! What is Steve doing here?
DJ! I need a word with you, please!
Sir, let's talk. What's he so upset about?
I don't know.
We were just kissing this morning!
Did he say you two were kissing this morning?
I don't know, I can't hear. Let's go, Giants!
Number 8.
Oh, look, here they come. Well, what a fun way to launch my singing career. An emotional breakdown in front of 40,000 people.
Well, not only did I make it on the Jumbotron, but guess what? Channel 6 caught it all, and I'll be on the 11 o'clock news tonight. I lead a charmed life. Yeah, it's the bottom of the ninth. Bases are loaded. Giants are down by 3. Hunter Pence is up to bat.
Hit me a home run, Pencey!
Max, the odds of him hitting a home run directly to you are like 1,000,000,000 to 1.
He just hit a long drive to right field.
This is right field.
It's going, going, gone!
It's not gone, it's right here!
Okay, let's go home. What?
Come on, everybody. Let's see if we're on SportsCenter.
Hey, Max, you're gonna have a great story for show and tell on Monday.
Yeah, my home run ball is so much cooler than Taylor's sea monkeys. And they aren't even monkeys. They're just shrimp. Kids are so gullible.
Are you sure we're cool? I feel really bad about breaking the girl code. Sisters before misters. Well, if you feel really bad, then I feel better.
It was all my fault. I invited her out to my favorite seats. I mean, I never expected her to say yes.
Are you sure I can't help you pay for this jersey?
Nah, it's okay. I worked out a deal with Dr. Matt. I'm washing this car this weekend. And every weekend for the next 2 years.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm expecting a little fallout from my unexpected double date. So, I'm changing my email, shutting down my Facebook, and pricing a 4-bedroom house in Idaho.
Ooh, I'll get that. Might be one of the guys you kissed in the last 8 hours. Hey, it is!
DJ, we need to have a little chat.
Ooh, I get to answer this one! Hi, Matt! DJ, the other guy you kissed is here.
DJ, you said we could talk about things later. Well, it's later.
Wow, this is the second time today you guys are in the same place at the same time. Isn't that funny? Okay, why don't we all just sit down on the couch and we can talk about our day?
Did you not need us here for this? We'll be in the kitchen, pretending not to listen.
The truth is, well, Matt and I just started dating. And Steve, I was gonna tell you, but then you kissed me. And then I was gonna tell Matt that I kissed Steve, but then Matt, you kissed me. And well, Steve, you saw. So as you can see, I'm completely innocent in all of this. Thanks for stopping by.
Wait, DJ. I have, like, real feelings for you.
And I have realer feelings for you.
The past 6 weeks have been great.
Oh, 6 weeks? We go back 25 years. Checkmate, your move.
My man, there is no move after checkmate.
That was my point exactly.
Guys, you are both great. But it was just a week ago that I decided I was ready to go on my first date. My first date in 15 years. And now I have two amazing men that want to date me, and I like them both. And I'm so confused.
How can you be confused after the kiss that we had?
Oh, please, that crowd-induced Jumbotron pity kiss? Come on.
No, I'm talking about our first kiss.
I'll see you Monday.
Okay. Monday it is. DJ, wait. That's a kiss.
DJ, how could you do this to me?
Well, I wasn't doing it to you.
Oh, that was nothing, all right? You want to see some real romance? Watch this. Oh, we were in love.
You were in high school.
Wow, Steve, your hair was great.
Our kids would have that hair.
Not for long.
What are you two doing here?
Sorry, we'll go back in the kitchen.
DJ, what do you want to do?
Please don't put any pressure on me. I'm not ready to make any big decisions.
Well, look, I'm not interested in being in some kind of competition.
I agree. I'm out.
Okay, if he's out, I'm totally back in.
Then I'm back in too. Can we have dinner next week?
Yeah, sure.
Can we go out too?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, great. So I'll see you soon.
And I'll see you sooner.
Do you see my problem? You're both great kissers.
I was not impressed. Not impressed at all.
I wasn't even trying.
DJ Fuller, dating two guys at once.
How did this happen?
Simple. You're a floozy.